Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
So let's ask a question to ourselves, that what is it that keeps moving inside of us? If we are seated for a while in a position, what is it that says it needs to move? And when our eyes are closed, what is it that focuses on the sound? There is this internal movement 24/7, all the time, every time. This internal movement, although if our eyes are open and we are active in the day, this movement is still internal movement. And visualize yourself in a center of a circle, and the periphery, the circumference of the circle, let's say, is the mind, or it's a bubble in which we are in the center of this bubble, and this bubble is the mind. It surrounds us everywhere, and a little outside of this bubble, of this circle, imagine having your sense organs. So there is your ears, with which the sound is audible, and eyes, with which we see, nose for smelling, tongue for tasting, and skin, which is the largest organ of a human body, to sense, to feel. And outside of this sensory bubble is the perceivable universe, or our surrounding, our environment. And what's happening is our sense organs, with its limited receptivity, we perceive the world. So our eyes have certain limited capacity with which we can see, and same with every other sense organs. And anything that enters through these sense organs passes through the mind and reaches to us in this center where we are. For this session, find yourself in the center, and you can imagine this mind being a sphere around you, and the sense organ being a sphere around the mind, and the existence or our environment being the outer sphere. Now, anything that enters through the sense organs deviates a little bit in the mind, and then it reaches us. You may have seen a prism in which the sunlight enters and turns into rainbow, or you may have seen in a swimming pool that the bottom of the swimming pool seems bended, seems surreal. And that is because the information of light gets bent while passing through glass-like transparent objects. Now, this is similar of what is happening in our mind, is that the mind has a metaphor of a pond, a lake, or ocean. And whenever any information enters through these sense organs and reaches the mind itself bends the information. It refracts the information or the stimuli that enters from outside. So this bent information reaches to us in the center. Already our sense organs are limited on how it perceives the world, and on the top of that, the mind bends the information, and we receive what is already bent by the mind, and we do not receive the information as it is. We don't perceive the outer sphere of this surrounding. We do not perceive it as it is. And the mind thinks with language or visual images, symbols, but primarily it thinks with language. And look at it, the language itself is just a symbol for what is in its total reality. In other words, a rock is not a rock. It's a symbol that we use that symbolizes a hard, stiffy material found on the surface and beneath of this planet. And we simply give it a name and we call it rock. It allows us to understand our immediate surrounding. It allows us to understand the existence around us, the environment around us. But still, rock is not a rock. And this happens with every other object we see, we touch. It happens with every other taste we taste. It happens with every sound that we hear, every smell that we smell. So the language deviates a little bit. And this happens in the sphere of the mind. And this sphere of the mind has many, many, many layers. And in our daily life, whatever we go through, however we process our life, is happening mostly in the surface of this mind sphere. And whatever we see, whatever we perceive, we hear, in whichever medium our five sense organs work, the information entering through these five sense organs to us not only deviates, but it creates a negative image, not in terms of negativity, but simply like a negative photo. This happens when we look at some object with our eyes for a while and we close our eyes, then we see the negative of that object inside us. And similar is with the sound, with the touch, with the smell, hearing and vision. This negative or the echo of the exterior world that enters through these layers, and while all this is happening, the mind calculates the information entering, categorizes it into duality of pleasant and non-pleasant experiences. And with however the mind categorizes the information entering to us, we perceive the information likewise. If the mind decides that it doesn't like this session, then we believe from inside us that we don't like this session. Whatever information enters and the mind decides, we perceive the world likewise. And while all this is happening, a negative experience that the mind says is negative, or when the mind identifies any experience, any information, any story, any narrative as negative, it casts a shadow, a deeper shadow, that goes a little deep inside of this sphere of mind. The more shadows the mind gathers, and the more negative experiences mind has around itself, the more shadows it gathers. The more shadows it gathers, we in the center, when we look around through these spheres, find the world full of darkness. And whatever the mind considers pleasant, uplifting, and if there are many pleasant moments and experiences, then we from the center see the world, perceive the world as pleasant. The real world has nothing to do with it. it's our perception. Now, the more shadows there are within us, the more deeper it affects our life, the more difficult it makes our life, and our personal narrative of the world becomes of suffering. And the heavier the experience, the deeper the shadow. Now the mind, it is its natural way how it is working. If some experience is heavy, it casts a deeper shadow. That's the way the mind works, that's the way the reality works. And what can we do? The center that we are in, we see through the sphere of the mind, and the mind sees through the sphere of the sense organs, the existential reality. Only if there was a way to clear the mind so that we can perceive the existential reality as it is. And meditation is what allows us to see through the mind, not with the mind, the existential reality. And normally it happens to us early in the morning or after we have taken a short nap, or randomly at some point in day or night, that the mind is momentarily stopped and we find ourselves simply either listening or seeing something. Even if it's momentary, we all experience this state in which we pierce through the mind and see the reality without being affected by the mind. And consciously sitting for meditation is a practice to cultivate this very experience of seeing the existential reality as it is, or is a way of expanding those tiny moments in our life in which we actually see the reality as such, without the narratives of the mind. And to do that, the best approach of meditation is the self-remembrance. Now, what it means is, as you are seated, just observe yourself. Observe as broadly as you can yourself. It can be your body that you are observing. It can be a selected sense organ, meaning you can focus on particular sound, or even with our eyes closed, you can focus how you are perceiving through these closed eyes. Simply self-remembrance. Or in other words, the phrase, I am. Whenever we are doing this remembrance of I am and watching ourselves, especially when our eyes are closed, then we are from our center witnessing the sphere of the mind, whereas at the same time the mind is witnessing the sphere of the sense organ, which is witnessing the sphere of our environment. And it can be done anywhere, in any activity. It can be done. Self-remembrance. Simply being here and watching ourselves watching ourselves, how our internal existence reacts to the sounds from outside, how it reacts to the changing visualizations of our eyes, how it reacts of our seated position, simply watching. Due to these spheres that we have around us, the more we become silent on the outside world, the more visible our inner world starts becoming to us. When there are less noise from the outside world, be it audible sonic noise or visual noise, any information coming from outside of our body, if we manage to stop this flow of information from outside, then what is inside becomes more and more visible, or we become aware of our internal intricate movements of the body, of the mind. Yet with all of these movements from outside to inside and inside to outside, the center where we are is immovable. It never moves, it simply perceives, watches. Let's take slow and deep breath. Fill the lungs completely, then hold as long as you can. And when you absolutely must release the breath very slowly and softly. And throughout this process, keep on doing the self-remembrance, keep on watching what happens to the body, to the mind, the state of cognition, what happens inside. Just become a witness of that. You can take soft, slow, gradual and deep breath, filling the lungs, and hold as long as you can. You may feel dizzy, the heartbeat may rise, you may feel cold or warm. It is all normal. Simply watch what happens and feel relaxed. You are safe, and this is the place and opportunity to experience what is inside of you, what happens inside of you. Take soft, slow, deep breath and hold as long as you can, and release very softly and slowly. And in between of these practices, you can return back to normal breathing and continue again. Now with the same exercise, focus on the center of the eyebrows in the forehead, still with the eyes closed, your eyes looking up and center. While you do the breath in and hold and release. Remain in the center of the forehead and witness. Now on top of that, breathing in and holding with eyes fixed between the eyebrows. The third layer we're gonna add is holding in the stomach when we stop the breath while pulling in the rectum and sex organ. Exactly like when we want to pee and we can't and we have to hold, the same combined with the eyes fixed gaze between the eyebrows, the breath held with the lungs filled. While you do that, the body may shake, it is normal. Rapid change in temperature of the body is also normal. If you feel dizzy or you see changes in colors inside of the eye, it's all normal. Just witness the entire phenomenon. So as you breathe in and hold, pull up the rectum and sex organ, push in the belly, the stomach, and your eyes gazed fixed between the eyebrows. And you may need to make your back straight for this to work properly. There may be a sensation of fear. If there is nothing to fear. This is the moment you can watch what happens. So give it completely, give in completely and experience however it feels. You can return to normal breathing and watch for a while. Now lie down facing the sky. If you can, still do it with your eyes closed. You can put the cushion as a pillow. If you need to, cover your body as well. Facing the sky, and your hands and leg are aside. You can spread your hands a little bit. As you're already down, try not to move at all. Let the ground absorb all your body. See if there is any part of the body you need to let go of. Find it and let go of it. And the ground will take all your weight. Let the ground take the weight of the body and also of the mind. This moment of dropping the body and dropping the mind, there is nothing else to do. Simply being here. If there are any thoughts in the mind, remind yourself to drop it and see what happens when you drop. Each time we drop the thoughts consciously, deeper and deeper we go in meditation. Now slowly, slowly come back to this room. Still with the eyes closed, feel the sensation of body on the ground. See the room with your eyes closed, bringing back all the awareness to this room that we are in. Listen to the sounds coming from outside, the air entering the nose. Travel through all the senses. Take a slow, deep, gradual breath in and release slowly as well. And with your hands, cover your eyes without pressing the eyes, just the palm hovering. As you close your eyes with your hands, see the darkness inside and question yourself, is it the darkness Is it the light? You can even open your eyes inside of the palm and see the difference. Now gracefully remove your hands and move your hands, legs. And keep the movement going with the body. And you can sit up and sit in a normal way, easy posture. And this, just sitting and doing nothing, this is what brings us more to the center. It's only the matter of identifying ourselves with these layers. Normally we are identified with the mind, but once in a while if we just sit there doing nothing, just watching, it gradually calms the mind down to the point the mind is visible as a very complex machine, a very subtle machine at work. It is because we don't watch our mind, we become one and be identified with it. If we watch our mind, and if we watch more and more, we slowly become identified with the watching and not what is being watched. We become identified slowly with the listener that is inside, listening whatever the mind is saying. And really, there is no other way of finding peace without watching our own mind. This is the only natural way that works to find the rest. And naturally, it happens every night. And it is the only way to find the true inner peace, and that is simply by just doing nothing. The same calmness happens when we meet somebody after a long time and we talk. We talk and talk and talk, we keep on talking. Both parties share their own stories, and after some time of talking, this same silence arises. Normally, however, we continue talking after this silence has arrived, and I say something, it triggers some thought in you, then you say something and it continues. But as soon as we find that this silence has come, which does come when there is a conversation, this happens, which comes, and most of the time it happens for both people at once. Both become silent after a long conversation. Something empties within us. And if this silence is perceived by both, then it is beneficial for both to enter immediately into meditation. Since the mind has already quiet, or the mind has found the quietness already, there is nothing much to share, hence the silence. The same silence happens immediately when we wake up in the morning, before actually coming out of bed. The moment we find that we have woken up, that we need no more to sleep, to fall asleep, yet we are still on bed and our eyes closed, we find the same silence. Or waking up suddenly in the middle of the night, we find the same silence. Or sometimes in the day, simply dozing off into nothingness, we find the same silence. The only free will we humans have is what we want to identify ourselves with, either the center or a million different ideas of the mind. And that is all for today. Thank you for joining, thank you for coming, thank you for the nice meditation. We were four when we began, and one disappeared. slowly, one by one, all of us will disappear into nothingness. And we find ourselves entirely alone. Some magic. How was it for you after a year?
I think for me, the time passed very quick. Now I'm just looking at it, it's been like 90 minutes. I didn't realize that. But I think I also lost your train of thought in between. I cannot remember, there's like a blank space. You were saying something, and I don't remember it very clearly. Like, I remember talking about the layers and the bubbles and everything, but I don't know if you were completely silent after that or you were still saying, but I don't recall that. It was nice.
You know, the idea of the session is not what I'm saying, something. It's the idea is to make you enter that state where my monotonous babbling disappears. So if that happens, that's the good side.
Okay.
What I'm saying may be rubbish and all stupid stuff. It really doesn't matter what I'm saying. But the experience that you have, that you enter into a state of neither reality nor dreaming, you just knowing yourself, being there, that is the most important. Because what I say or what we share in the session is something shared 1,000 or like million times all around the world by very many people. So what counts is our individual knowingness of ourselves, the self-remembrance of ourselves. But it was peaceful and calm for you, relaxing?
Yes. Yes, in a way, yes.
No, that's the purpose. Yeah, that's the purpose. Okay.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book, and for that we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang, and also share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable and every share counts.